Welcome to Tuning In with your host, medical intuitive and psychic consultant, Jan Merrill. For the next 60 minutes, you can learn how to achieve the highest potential for health and happiness in your life. Jan can pave the road to higher consciousness and awaken your internal healing power. The views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views of the North American Broadcasting Company. Now here's your host, Jan Merrill.
Hello, this is Jan Merrill. Welcome to Tuning In, and phones are open right now for the Ask Jan segment. The local number is 277-5369 in the Phoenix area, and toll free 1-866-536-1100. If you have a question that you would like to ask me about my medical intuitive readings, psychic channeling, communication with people in the spirit world, past life regressions, life between life, spiritual regressions, or just about how and why your energy is manifesting an illness or an unhappy situation in your life, now is the time to call in and ask. And for those callers that are interested, we are running a contest. All callers will be eligible to win a free channeled reading by yours truly, and here's what you need to do to participate in the contest. When you call into this show, the engineer will give you a password. After you finish the call tomorrow or at your convenience, email me at readingsforyou, that's R-E-A-D-I-N-G-S, the number 4, and the letter U at AOL.com with the word contest in the subject line. Please put your name, phone number, and email address and password in the body of the text. At the end of the month, I will throw all the entries into a bowl and choose a winner at random. And I have a question tonight from Gina from California. And she says, what can you tell me about how I can find my true purpose in life? Gina, your spirit guides would encourage you to follow your bliss. Do what brings you the most fun is what they would tell you. God talks to you through your heart. All of the answers that you need to have in your life are there for you if you will allow yourself to reach for them unfettered by buts. If you're silencing the gentle inner voice that is within you and that tells you what you truly need to do in order to be happy and fulfilled because you think it's not practical or it doesn't please another person that you care about, or that it will not provide enough money, then you are blocking your spiritual guidance. Are you living your life to please others? When you release the need for validation and approval from others, you open up a pathway to your true destiny. Trust your heart, and then everything else will automatically fall into place. And thank you, Gina, for your question. Every day I tune in and I channel these kinds of answers from my clients' spirit guides, and in doing so, I educate people as to how they can create happier, healthier, more prosperous lives. I'm here every Saturday night to introduce you to others who are also listening to their inner voices, too. The guests that I invite on this show will share their knowledge with you about powerful new ways of encouraging health, happiness, and soul growth. Tonight, I'm happy to introduce Donna Gates, who is a nutritional consultant, author and lecturer who has helped thousands of people overcome candida and other immune system disorders. She is the author of the best-selling book, The Body Ecology Diet, Recovering Your Health and Rebuilding Your Immunity. This is a must-read for anyone with digestive disorders, candida, chronic fatigue, cancer, AIDS, and multiple sclerosis. Donna Gates is available for nutritional counseling right here tonight on Tuning In. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Jan.
Welcome to Tuning In.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Oh, it's good to talk to you again. Donna, I want to open the show by telling you that your work is very close to my heart because, as you know, I have a relative who has been diagnosed with Crohn's disease, which is a gastrointestinal problem. And he's been through an awful lot of medical procedures and taken a lot of medications into his body that I now feel are doing him a disservice. After having read your book and having done a great deal of research on my own, I now believe that the real and true cause of his physical problem is not Crohn's, but in fact is just a very bad case of candida, which, as you know, is very common, but not very often diagnosed or even acknowledged by the medical community.
Right.
So I thought we'd open the show by talking a little bit about candida. Maybe you can tell our listeners what, because so many people don't really know what it is, if you could just give them an idea of what it is and what it's about.
The best definition is to say that it's a systemic fungal infection or yeast infection. And systemic means that it's growing in the blood and growing in the body. It starts very often, though, right in the digestive tract when people take good bacteria, like, well, if they take antibiotics, birth control pills, steroids, and so on, they destroy all the good bacteria that is living in their gut, if they have good bacteria living there. And then they, the yeast take over, basically, once the good bacteria are gone, and they begin to change form. They become very pathogenic and grow tentacles, basically. They burrow into the mucosal lining, even go underneath and create holes in the mucosal lining. And then they move through those holes and get into the bloodstream and then begin to move throughout the body. Whatever they bump into, if they happen to bump into some nerves, they'll start to wrap themselves. You know, they're multiplying extremely rapidly, so they begin to wrap themselves around the nerves, and they can really basically go anywhere in the body. They can move up the spinal cord and go up to the base of the brain, and we used to think that they couldn't actually get into the brain because of the blood-brain barrier, but we're now realizing that that, too, is actually even open or permeable, so they can get in, but very often they'll even just sit there at the base of the brain and secrete very, very toxic substances that affect us tremendously. If they bump into the liver, they'll colonize the liver, they'll wrap themselves around heart valves, stomach valves. It can get into the ear, the vagina, anywhere. And so it's very prevalent. Many people who are not feeling well today go in and are tested, and 8 out of 10 of them, the test showed that they have a fungal infection or a yeast infection. And since we're kept in the dark about it, we don't realize that that's the problem, and we're out there spending a fortune on things we don't need and mm-hmm. they don't work.
Well, you said 8 out of 10 that are tested come up positive. But my experience is that if you go to the I believe you're talking about in the holistic testing.
Exactly.
Is that what you're referring
mm-hmm.
to? Because
I mean,
if you go to a
blood
doctor,
analysis or electrodermal screening, those types of tests show it. Blood cell analysis.
But you'd have to go to the holistic community. If you go to a doctor, my experience is that the doctors are diagnosing you with other diseases. For instance, the IBS or Crohn's or mm-hmm. those kinds of diseases. Do the doctors have tests that can identify when it's candida versus something like IBS or Crohn's?
Basically, they can. They can tell, too. But they know that with certain conditions, like cancer, for example, it's very commonplace. As a matter of fact, if you're diagnosed with cancer and you are given an option of chemotherapy or radiation, they will start you on a antifungal drug prophylactically. It's a prophylactic mm-hmm. drug, because they know that when you go for that chemotherapy or that radiation, there's an excellent chance you're going to die from the fungal infection.
Mm-hmm.
That chronic, low-grade, but constant, you know, serious fungal infection becomes very acute when you suppress the immune system, say, with
mm-hmm.
chemotherapy.
But you're talking about people that are on, like, chemotherapy in order to suppress it. What I found is, with the gastrointestinal disorders, again, the doctors will try to cure it because they call it an immune dysfunction. They will cure it by suppressing the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Well, the antifungal drugs, and they spend billions of dollars developing these antifungal drugs, so obviously they know it's a problem. But they don't really work at all. They do suppress the the condition, and as soon as you go off that antifungal drug, then Nizoro or Nystatin or mm-hmm. television is just loaded with commercials for antifungal, things.
But I'm not talking about the antifungals. I know they give those, if they give those, they already know it's a fungus.
Mm-hmm.
My experience is they don't even tell you that it's a fungus. They
tell you, they
diagnose it as a gastrointestinal problem.
That's true, and then they prescribe
And they actually dispense immune suppressant drugs, not antifungals, but immune suppressant drugs, because they tell you that your immune system is causing the problem.
No, you're right, Jan. And I think it really is a matter of the doctors just don't know themselves. Most of them know what the drug companies teach them.
Well, how can we change this? How can we get this? And that's the first question. The second question is, do they want to know about this? Do they want to change it? Because if all of the people that they are misdiagnosing with these diseases were to find out what the real problem was, what would happen to all the surgeons? What would happen to all these patients that keep coming back and back and back that would get cured?
Well, I think physicians are trained mostly to do sort of acute medicine, like if you're in an automobile accident, you want to have a doctor there to sew you back up. But they don't know about these chronic conditions that we have today. They just simply don't know. If you want an apple, then you go to an apple tree. But if you want an orange, you wouldn't go over to the apple tree. And so I think people are going to the medical profession today for conditions that they don't know anything about.
But how would they know to go to the holistic community to go to treat candida if they don't know they have candida? So I would say to you also, how do we get the doctors? I mean, I know that you're so active in so many ways in dealing with these kinds of problems. Is there anything that you're doing or the people that you're involved with are doing to help educate the medical community about this common problem that
they
don't treat?
Well, we do. We have a special training that we give every quarter for healthcare professionals. Most of the healthcare, we train them to be certified body ecologists. We train them in the whole system of healing that we've created. But at this point, we find that the ones that come are already holistically based. They're naturopaths, dietitians, chiropractors, DOs.
So they're coming to learn more.
They are, and I think, you know, they really are interested. I think that very, very often they find today that the people coming to them often know a lot. And so these doctors are going to have to start catching up with a lot of their own patients. Patients today are demanding a lot more from doctors than we ever have in the past. And this is good. This is what will affect change.
Maybe that's the answer that I was looking for. Maybe the patients need to demand more.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do.
But you're right. I mean, so many people, you know, we are coming out of a time when we believed the doctor knew everything. And if we didn't have to be responsible for our health, and I think we're moving into a time where we're realizing we are responsible for our health.
And that's the bottom line with holistic health, is you need to take responsibility, and if it's not working for you, you need to do your own research and find out what's out there for you, because there is such a huge schism between the medical community and the holistic community now. I look forward to a time when they integrate and help each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely coming, definitely.
It's just a matter of how long and all of the people that fall through the cracks in the meantime. Mm-hmm. What do you attribute the growing... Oh, we're coming up on a break, so I think I'll hold that question. And we'll go right to break so we can get right back. Okay? And we'll be right back after these messages.
Great.
Tuning in with Jan Merrill. We'll be right back. Jan Merrill's channeled phone readings can help you access the highest potential for progress in every aspect of your life, including relationships, career, business, and karma. Maximum health, happiness, and prosperity can be attained. Visit www.janmerrill.com and find out how to magnetize more positive people and events to you by having regular channeled phone readings. That's JANMERYL.com. www.janmerrill.com. The ROX Radio Network presents the ROX Health Update with Rod Burnison. Rod, who is the owner and founder of ROX Incorporated, does the show Monday through Thursday. Mark Alexander, who is head of research and development for ROX, does the show on Fridays. The host of the program is Bill Monahan. The one-hour-long show broadcasts between 9 and 10 a.m. on AM 1100 KFNX and is produced from the ABC studios in New York City. Affiliate stations carry the broadcast across the United States. The Rolex Health Update is a live call-in talk program where new and different health issues are discussed daily by Rod Marr. Listeners are encouraged to call into the program via a toll-free number to have their questions and concerns addressed. To speak to Rod or Mark during the program, the toll-free number is 800-429-7295. So be sure to listen to the ROX Health Update Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. on AM 1100 KFNX.
Right now, this ad is reaching thousands of people. Do you run a business, and would you like to tell thousands of people about your unique business and what you have to offer? Why not tell them right here? You're listening, and so are potential customers. Call one of our marketing professionals right now at 602-277-1100 and learn how you can cost-effectively grow your business. Get more customers now. AM 1100 KFNX is the place to promote your business.
We're really excited about our brand new Winning on Wall Street Platinum Membership Plan with all the features that our Gold members get and a whole lot more. You'll get our daily market commentary with two new stock ideas each day, plus the very popular 800 hotline. You'll get the weekly market report with 5 to 20 more stock ideas every Monday afternoon. And of course, you'll get our 8-page monthly newsletter. Going Platinum will give members access to Magical Matt's market commentary posted to the website every afternoon on the market close. You'll get regular news alerts during the week with information that will affect your trading strategies. And there's even more than that. On our website, Platinum members will have access to stock charts on our daily and weekly ideas, and you'll be able to follow them in a new tracking table where we will be micromanaging all our positions each day. Don't waste a minute. Go to winningonwallstreet.com or call 800-565-1855 and sign up for our new Platinum plan, winningonwallstreet.com or 800-565-1855. Become a Platinum member and become a winner on Wall Street.
Awaken your inner power to heal and foster positive change in your life. Read Energy 101, The Key to Understanding Holistic Health, written by medical intuitive Jan Merrill. Learn self-healing techniques for clearing karma and find out why previous attempts to heal may have failed. Energy 101, The Key to Understanding Holistic Health, explains how your energetic script creates your life and health. To order, go to www.janmerrill.com. That's JanMerrill.com.
Talk to our expert host. Call toll-free, 866-536-1100. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Welcome back to Tuning In. Here's your host, Jan Merrill.
Welcome back to Tuning In. This is Jan Merrill, and I'm talking to Donna Gates, the author of The Body Ecology Diet, and I'm opening up the phones now to anybody who has a question about nutritional consulting, diet and health for Donna. The local numbers are 277-5369 in the Phoenix area, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Donna, tell us how you got involved in this work.
Well, as a teenager, I started taking antibiotics because my skin broke out, and then I moved into the birth control phase that was also popular for teenagers with broken skin, broken out skin. And then I went to college, and by then I had already had a systemic fungal infection but didn't know it and wouldn't know it for many, many years. This is a really common problem for people today. A lot of teenagers have taken the same path, and I developed a very serious fungal infection. I didn't feel well, had lots and lots of problems, and I spent the rest of my life trying to figure out what it was, and I thought it was related to diet in some way, so I started learning about vegetarianism. I took tons of supplements and did Fit for Life, and everything that was out there, I've been able to experience it, and parts of what I learned worked, but it didn't all work, and eventually I met Dr. William Crook, who just very recently passed away, but he, at that time, had written The Yeast Connection, and he did a great job of teaching people that there's this problem called a fungus infection. And I realized when I met him that that's what I had. So at the time, he said to me, you know, we don't really think there's a cure for this. And I noticed that he didn't really have the diet down accurately enough, so I just started from scratch and started taking everything I knew and putting it together. And I wrote a book about 7 years ago, and when I look back now, everything I wrote in that book at that time was right, but today my understanding of what I wrote is so much deeper.
Do you mean the body ecology diet?
Right.
That was 7 years ago?
Yep. Uh-huh. And it's become a bestseller and sold over 100,000 copies because many people have this condition, and it helps them, and they recommend it to other people. It works.
It is an amazing book. It certainly struck me, and I didn't have any of these conditions, but somehow came to it, came across it. I don't recall why. It was recommended to me for something I was looking for, and as soon as I laid my eyes on it, I knew that it would help me. And, I just went into your program about 75%, and maybe that's a good thing to let people know, is if they don't have any of these conditions, they might want to read your book. I recommend it all the time in my readings. It comes up just for health. And so I want people to know that you don't have to have a disease in order to understand what Don is talking about in the book. And we're going to get into your theories in just a moment, but we have a caller on the line right now. I believe John is waiting to ask you a question. John?
Hello, this is John from Utica, New York.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going, Jen? This is my first time listening, and I don't get your show through the phone, but from what I hear, it sounds really good.
Thank you. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, Donna was actually one of my consultants and dear friends, and I just wanted to say it's a very good book, and it's certainly a strong basis for my ongoing search for health. And I just think it's something that everybody can be helped by it sometime down the road or whenever they need it. I just think it's good. And
well, you're right, John. It's really for healthy people, and I wrote it for people who had a serious immune condition, but I realized after a while that it was not only helping people with Parkinson's and all kinds of conditions I didn't write it for. Mm-hmm. It's information that everybody needs to have. Everybody, that's healthy needs to have this information. It just works for everyone.
Yes, I found that too, as I was just saying as your call came in, John. While you have Donna on the phone, is there anything that you want to ask her?
Well, I wanted to ask Donna, what does her role in believing how important the ecosystem is for each and everybody? Is it that important? And I just wanted to ask you, Jan, based on reading your website, how important is having your spirit involved in one's healing? And that's about it.
Well, we'll let Donna answer first.
Okay.
She's the guest.
Sure.
Well, I'll answer that part that you, the question.
Answer
you
all, Donna.
Because in the order of spiritual or emotional or physical, the spiritual is first. I work with autistic children, and I always do everything I can to try and find out what's going on with them spiritually. And when we start to clear that, spiritually and emotionally, we start to clear that, and the physical body is like a puppet, and it falls right into line. But the inner ecosystem, this magnificent civilization that's supposed to be in our small and large intestine, is established at birth, and it is our immune system. When we are living inside of our mother, we're living in a sterile environment of the womb, and we move through the birth canal at birth, picking up all type of, we hope, beneficial, friendly, bifidus bacteria. And this bacteria begins to grow inside of our body and multiply. When we are given colostrum and breast milk, the bacteria are fed and nourished. The breast milk creates a clean, clear bed of mucus on the mucosal lining, and the bacteria nestle into that and begin to grow. And this phenomena, nobody knows it's happening, but it's essential for us living on this planet. All the years that we're going to walk upon this earth, that inner ecosystem must be in place for us to be able to live here safely and with great health.
Right, right. Hey, that's all I wanted to know.
Well, John, in answer to your question,
go ahead.
I'm being a medical intuitive, what I do is I scan the energy field, and what I've learned and what my book is all about and will tell you is that any physical problem that you're having is always a reflection of something that's blocked on your energy field.
Right.
So there's either a negative belief or trauma or negative perception. something that's lodged on your energy field that's causing your body to create a signal to you with illness, that something within needs to be approached and addressed. And that usually will show up as a physical problem. But that doesn't mean that you don't need to treat the physical level too, because by the time it comes through on a physical level, you then have to deal with clearing the energy field as well as treating the physical body.
Yeah.
So that's why I do believe we do need to work hand in hand with each other in this field. Well,
right,
I've got a break coming up. I thank you for your call. I
Aloha.
Hope you participate more often.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with Donna Gates after these messages.
Tuning in with Jan Merrill. We'll be right back. Jan Merrill's channeled phone readings can help you access the highest potential for progress in every aspect of your life, including relationships, career, business, and karma. Maximum health, happiness, and prosperity can be attained. Visit www.janmerrill.com and find out how to magnetize more positive people and events to you by having regular channeled phone readings. That's JanMerrill.com. www.janmerrill.com.
It's a necessary part of your business, but one that doesn't always get the attention it deserves. Getting quality human resources for your company doesn't have to be difficult or expensive, because now you can have the talents of a Fortune 500 human resources department at a fraction of what you'd expect to pay. With SCI Companies, your company gets top-notch expertise, a real human resource department that can handle administration of payroll and benefits, set up company workplace policies, and give the infrastructure of your company a much-needed boost. When you outsource your HR department to SCI Companies, you get Fortune 500 capabilities at a price your company can afford. For more information, contact SCI Companies at 1-800-721-2044 and get an HR department for your small or medium-sized business that rivals major corporations. Call today, 1-800-721-2044, or log on to www.sticompanies.com.
Your business has to deal with two important issues. You have to keep ahead of your customers' needs, and you also have to be attentive to the needs of your employees. To better understand the dynamics of the workplace, tune into The Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon. Carter Harden will tap into the provocative current issues in the workplace that impact both employees and employers. What do you need to know as an employee? What do you need to know as a boss? Find out when you tune into The Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon, 1100
KFMX.
Awaken your inner power to heal and foster positive change in your life. Read Energy 101, The Key to Understanding Holistic Health, written by medical intuitive Jan Merrill. Learn self-healing techniques for clearing karma and find out why previous attempts to heal may have failed. Energy 101, The Key to Understanding Holistic Health, explains how your energetic script creates your life and health. To order, go to www.janmerrill.com. That's JanMerrill.com.